Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
FBI raided Trump's bathroom. They found Hunter Biden's third laptop, busted phones with Hillary Clinton's campaign stickers on them, and Anthony Weiner's burner phone.
Just kidding.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Why did they raid Trump's? In case you want to know why they raided Trump's home.
There are tax cut Republicans, and then there are treason Republicans. There are those who think January 6th was god-awful, and those who think it was glorious. The challenge in covering the present-day GOP is to see and show and tell the difference. I mean, many Republicans know that the Stop the Steal stuff is bunk, but it's still alive and unwell nearly 2 years later. Some actively speak out against it for that reason, but, they're losing. The Republicans who want their party to be reasonable and reality-based are losing. At least if you look at CPAC and the recent conservative conference and the likes of Mike Lindell on stage repeating election lies. I mean, think about it. There are many election deniers, many people who pretend or actually believe that the 2020 election was corrupt, despite all the evidence. And some of these deniers are winning GOP primaries, meaning they could be running elections in the future or at least influencing how those elections are run. It's kind of like picking a guy who can't count to teach you math. Suddenly you're learning to subtract instead of add. But it's happening. So how is this phenomenon being covered? How should it be covered? Some headlines call candidates election deniers. There are other headlines, let me show you one from the Associated Press, calling them merely skeptics. I think that's a really interesting difference. And, of course, these words matter. The language matters a lot.
Who's the biggest election denier out there? Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, I got cheated. He's been boasting about this since day one. And by the way, he's 100% right. Why do you think CNN is covering this? Election deniers. They don't like that it's election skeptics. Election deniers. Why do you think Alex Jones got a lawsuit waged against him for merely speaking words? Why do you think these people want to put you in jail for mispronouncing some transsexual? It's just words, right? But it's the words they want. The left wants to choose what you can and cannot say, what you will and will not think. You cannot think for yourself because they know right in front of your face are nothing but election lies. A coup that occurred. And Donald Trump, they want to make pay for his words. Here's what Donald Trump had to say about the election when he was at CPAC, and he's 100% right.
The election was rigged and stolen, and now our country is being systematically destroyed. And everybody knows it. And this corrupt January 6th of unselect people. They're unselect. They never comment when I use that. It's the unselect committee. But this corrupt group of people, these are the same people that went after me for the impeachment hoax, number one, number two, the same people, Adam Shifty Schiff, the same people. They look into the mics, then they lose, and then they go into the next one. It's a disgusting. If they'd use the same energy to go and make our country great, it would be an incredible thing, but I don't know if they can do that. But I ran twice, I won twice, and did much better the second time than I did the first, getting millions and millions of more votes than in 2016, and likewise getting more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country by far. And now we may have to do it again. We may have to do it again.
We may have to do it again. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Is there any candidate who could have exposed what we now know about this swamp? Please name one. Because we had a lot of people who tried. We had a lot of people who didn't like Trump's style. What have you learned? I'm going to ask you, honest, be open and honest about it. Prior to Trump, did you believe that what happened in this country in 2020 could happen? Did you believe that you could be locked down and put into your home over a farce of a virus? Do you believe any of that? What's been exposed by this guy? Why do they want him gone? I know why they want him gone. I know why they need him gone. They don't want him on that wall. Trump has issued the code red, but this time we need him. He's right. We need him. I ran twice, I won twice. That's what he said. Vindicated. And here's what he said that were the magic words. We may have to do it again. And the Democrats are scared to death of Donald Trump running again. And they screwed up. This raid, I said it yesterday, this raid is the biggest mistake that the Democrat Party have made since they did the big cheat. Now they got to keep everybody believing, there was no big cheat. It didn't happen. What are you talking about? Every single part of the Department of Justice, that apparatus is in play. And now, folks, it is on full display. Full display. For those of you who, as I said the other day, who thought you know, that we have a justice system that will protect you, it will vet out the truth from the lies, etc., you are watching it at play with a billionaire former president. If you thought little of yourself before yesterday, you should feel infinitesimally more small today than you did yesterday, because what they showed is you are nothing. If they want to get you, they will get you. They want to shut you up from what they want you to say, from what the narrative is, you better shut up, because there's no amount of money and no amount of power you can possess that the system won't get you. What happens this, and I want you to come forward with me for just a moment, because I ask this question of leftists all the time. I ask this question of myself. When you come to a conclusion about a point, I always ask myself this question, Kevin, what if you're wrong? Because that makes you go do deeper introspection about it. And I did this because of what happened to me in high school once when I was going to turn in a paper. And the professor looked at me and said, you sure you want to turn this in? I took it back and I changed six answers. And then I aced it. What if you're wrong? You might want to go back and check. Make sure. Because you don't want to be wrong, especially in something this big. And the leftist folks are flatly wrong. So I'm going to ask you a question when we come back that is meant to inspire thought. And you should ask this question of every one of the lefties that you know who don't want to believe the big cheat occurred.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're discussing the raid heard round the world, the Trump raid. We played a clip the other day, yesterday, when the guy was like, well, it really wasn't a raid, it was a serving of a warrant. A warrant for what? Now we get to look at the fallout, the reaction to it. What are people thinking about this? Thanks for being part of what I do each and every day for 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, folks, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I teased this question before the end of the last segment. Many of you who listen to the program, you know what I'm about to ask you. But what happens when Trump is vindicated, when he's validated? Because that's what's happened with every single thing that they've tried against him. They were suing Donald Trump because they said he had some shenanigans going on in New York. The attorney general there, it's completely dismissed. Every time Trump does anything, the left attacks the man. And he fights it. He fights it. And luckily, he's a citizen who has the money. He's now got the time. He's got many people kicking in resources. He's got the bully pulpit. And he can say, bring it. I'm not going to say he's more powerful than the government, but he's as close as you get. And still, they raided him. Now, as I will play some clips of pundits, Bongino. Bongino's an acquaintance of mine. I used to call him a friend, but once I left Fox, he got cocky. And I can't stand people like that. See, I'm your friend no matter what. I'm your friend if I'm beneath, if I'm technically below you in terms of status. And I'm your friend if I supersede you by a bazillion. But everybody's not like that. And I'm sad to say, you know, Dan just kind of, he treats me like, you know, we kind of know each other. Okay, great. You're on Fox today. Good for you. But things, you know, have a way of not lasting. Lord knows, I can attest to that. Anyway, I'm not trying to beat him up. I'm going to air my laundry publicly. Bongino needs to be a better friend. You know, I was a friend to him every time he was running for office. Hey, Kev, yo, Kev. I was there. Johnny on the spot. What do you need, man? We're there for you. Dude got cancer. First one to contact him. I was among the first. Hey, man, what can we do? Is there anything? How can we help in any way, shape, or form? Appreciate the prayers. You know, then, you know, star rises and you get one word text. Hey, you know, it's insane. I don't like that. I want people to be genuine. Anyway, Donald Trump's right. There's corrupt people on this unselect committee. They are trying to persecute him all because he wants the truth to get out. As a person who's been persecuted because of the truth, I absolutely sympathize with him. I sympathize with those of us who have to listen to these clowns, these buffoons, these morons, these sheeple who want to pretend that they don't believe that Joe Biden won the election in a cheat. You don't try to play games with me. I've been around the block. They cheated. And the reason for this raid is Donald Trump dares to defy these people that want us to admit. If Donald Trump, I'll put it this way. If Donald Trump had said, you know what, I lost, you know, no big deal, blah, blah, blah. This raid doesn't occur. There's nobody in my, I don't believe there's a person alive who believes any differently. But what have they done? They've energize the Trump campaign. They have put Donald Trump on steroids. He is King Kong meets Godzilla on steroids. That's what he is now. And I'm going to prove it to you. There are people out there that are, oh, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next is Donald Trump is going, it's already started. He says, if they will come after me, they will come after you. The announcements will be coming fast and furious. And what do they have? They have nothing. They have zero evidence. They have speculation. Even a guy yesterday when he was talking about, well, you know, it could be this, it could be that. We're not sure, whatever. Let me tell you, there is nothing there. And oh, by the way, what about this FBI? This FBI, Victor Davis Hanson comments about the FBI. Let's just play his clip. Victor he breaks this down to such a degree that it's deserving of an Emmy. Listen to this.
All you have to do is look at the prior four FBI directors, Laura, and they're the narrative. I mean, Christopher Wray evaded every question to the Senate, and then he took off on a private FBI luxury jet to his favorite vacation spot in the Ariane docks and said he had to go home. He replaced Andrew McCabe, who lied four times to a federal investigator, and helped concoct that crazy idea of wearing a wire to entrap the President of the United States, who was ahead of Hillary Clinton's email investigation while his wife was running for office and a recipient of a PAC related to Clinton money, who replaced James Comey, who lied or misled or said he couldn't remember 245 times under oath to a House Intelligence Committee, who went out of a private meeting with the President of the United States, took notes on FBI devices, and then leaked it for his own personal benefit to the media, who took over from Robert Mueller, whose special investigation reached a real nadir when he testified that the two catalysts for his investigation, the Steele dossier and Fusion GPS, He said this under oath. He had no idea what either was. So those directors and that Washington hierarchy are the narrative. And we've got to, I think they should break up the FBI, disperse its bureaus throughout the federal government. It's got too much power. It's a threat and it's a danger to democracy. It really is. It's asymmetrical. And it's a caricature of itself. As we're speaking, there's a $30,000 a month FBI house with agents guarding Hunter and a $20,000 a month Malibu house, who on his own laptop has admitted to felonious use of drugs, shakedowns with a big guy in Mr. 10%, hiring foreign prostitutes. There's an array of felonies there, and they're guarding him $50,000 a month at our expense with his apartment, Hunter's, and theirs. So, yeah, there's a narrative, but the directors are the narrative, and it can't go on like this. It's really an existential threat. This is something like the East German Stasi in the Cold War. It really is. It's an ideological investigative group that is hired out by the left for particular retrieval services, whether it's a diary or a laptop or investigative services.
Well, they protect their friends.
Thing, Laura, I almost started laughing when he said that about a warrant. They don't have any reputation for a warrant after Kevin Kleinsmith was convicted of a felony for doctoring a warrant. Yeah. Why would we believe McCabe when he oversaw that doctoring?
Wow. A lot to unpack there with Victor Davis Hanson, isn't it? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to right now. He says, look at the four previous FBI directors. And he goes on and he talks about each one of them. Chris Wray. Chris Wray is supposed to be cleaning house. He appears before the Senate, doesn't answer questions, evasive. Ted Cruz called him to task. I don't know if we have that clip anymore. We'll come back in with that in the next segment. But and it's unrelated to this, but it goes to show you that these guys are incompetent. And as Victor Davis Hanson said, these people are sent out by the Democrats to essentially attack anybody that is a contrarian to the narrative.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Wednesday, President Biden signed the PACT Act, a bill that expands access to VA health care for toxic exposed veterans and survivors. Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough says every veteran will receive everything they deserve.
We'll stop at nothing to make sure every veteran, every family member, and every survivor gets everything they've earned and they deserve.
The bill will increase research, improve care, and provide the VA with resources to better help veterans and their families. Former President Donald Trump said he declined to answer questions from the New York AG's office during his deposition in its civil fraud investigation into the financial dealings of the former president and his company. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. The national average price for a gallon of regular gas may fall below $4 a gallon very soon. AAA reporting today's national average is $4.01. This as we head into the peak hurricane season, which has Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy remaining cautiously optimistic.
We're not in the clear yet. The peak of hurricane season starts in mid to late August, and I think my anxiety is going to be pretty elevated because if we see any major storm, I would say a Category 3 or stronger, targeting an area between New Orleans and Houston. Buckle up.
That audio courtesy of CNN. John Bolton is thanking the Justice Department for starting criminal proceedings related to the Iranian plot to murder him. An Iranian operative was charged in a scheme to kill the former National Security Administration official under the Trump administration and UN ambassador. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Also included on this is a text that I was particularly struck, is the Gonzales battle flag. Come and take it. As indicative of being a violent extremist militia, well, I will self-report right now that every day in the Senate I wear my boots that have the Gonzales battle flag on the back of them. Director Ray, what are y'all doing? This makes no sense. Do you agree with this FBI guidance that the Betsy Ross flag and the Gadsden flag and the Gonzales battle flag are signs of militia violent extremism?
Well, Senator, I'm not familiar with the particular document you have behind you, and I'm not in the practice of trying to comment on documents that I haven't recognized, but I will tell you that when we put out intelligence products, including ones that reference symbols, which we do across a wide variety of contexts, we usually take great pains to put caveats and warnings in the document that make clear that a symbol alone is not considered evidence of violent extremism.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, talking more about the raid on the Trump compound, the raid on the Trump home that Democrats perpetrated. The White House says we knew nothing about it. Holy cow, nobody told us. Do you believe that? Do you believe that something that significant, that politically, it's a bombshell. Nobody was tipped off. I don't buy it. Going back to Victor Davis Hanson, we played a clip in the previous segment, and he talked about the four FBI directors who've been in office. And he says, you look at them, they are the narratives. Christopher Wray, who you just said there, his FBI says if you have a Gadsden flag, a Gonzales flag, or a Betsy Ross flag, maybe if you fly the American flag, you should be on a list of people to be watched. You are not to be trusted. How, who can trust you? You're too patriotic. You're too pro-American. Until they can teach you to hate this country, you're on a list. I want you to just consider that for a second. Now, I want to go back to the original question I asked you. What happens when, not if, when Trump is vindicated. You want to know why a million Democrats have over a million Democrats have come over? That's what they record. It's because of this. I just saw a new poll. They said, oh, the Democrats have closed the gap between the Republicans. So what's happened? Oh, is it the great jobs report that Biden had? Is it that the stock market is rebounded? Is it that inflation is gone? What is it? Oh, and let's not forget Biden killed that hyenas al-Awlaki terrorist or whatever. So all these things have supposedly happened, and this is the reason for closing the gap. Let me tell you something. They haven't closed the gap on anything. What the Democrats and the pollsters want to do is make you believe that when they cheat again, they will have good reason to, because Joe Biden made a comeback. Oh, it was the best comeback ever. Look at the price of gasoline. It started at $2.50. It went to $6. It's down to $4. Look at the improvement Joe Biden did for you in gasoline. Your food prices started at $1, went to $4, dropped back down to $3. Look at what Joe Biden did. He's reducing all these things. And they think you're going to forget. Let me tell you, people are waking up. And this is all propaganda. I told you, it's kabuki theater. It's magic. And the difference is, as long as you understand it's magic, you say to yourself, it isn't real. None of the things are real. The numbers they give you are not real. The polls they give you are not real. What is happening to you is real. The reality is real. You saw what you saw, but it isn't the reality that the magic wants you to conjure. It may not make sense, but I'm talking about in the real world, you're living inflation. The magic it took to get you there, the magic to make you believe that what you're living isn't real, that's the real magic. All right, is that a better way to put it? Because I've confused myself for a second. Oh, man, so let's go back to what Victor Davis Hanson said. He says, Chris Wray evaded every question to the Senate. He was replaced by Andrew McCabe, who lied under oath four times to investigate it and concocted the idea of somebody wearing a wire to entrap the president of the United States. He's walking free. That's the guy, by the way, who replaced James Comey, who lied or said he couldn't remember, as Victor Davis Hanson said, 245 times, then took notes after meeting with the president, leaked that conversation to the media in order to suit his own political, agenda. He took over from Mueller, who investigated Trump, found nothing, knows about the Steele dossier, still everything that led to Hillary Clinton finally people admitting that she was the one that gave the code red, and Mueller found out nothing after spending $38 million of your tax dollars. These are the people that have been in charge of the FBI. What was Mueller called? He's the most straight-laced guy in D.C. Yeah, you can't get any better than Mueller. Then Comey comes on. Oh, you can't do any better than that Comey. Comey's an amazing guy. You know, that's what we were told by every one of these guys. Oh, that guy's a straight shooter. Barr, when he came in. Oh, Barr, you can't get any better. Even both sides of the aisle like him. I get to the point where when you tell me both sides of the aisle like him, he's the most straight dude in D.C. or whatever, I say to myself, least qualified, don't put him in. Victor Davis Hanson goes on to talk about the FBI. He says you need to break it up. They are a danger to democracy. $30,000 per month house of agents who guard crackhead Hunter in his $20,000 per month Malibu beach house, probably with lots of Russian Barbies. Known felons. Hunter Biden is a known felon. Hillary Clinton is a known felon. Have they raided anything for them? No, but they raided Trump's attorney. That was supposed to get them everything they needed. Let me tell you, my attorney and my accountant have all the information about me. I mean, if you want to dissect my movements, you could do it through my taxes and all that stuff. So can you imagine they raid Donald Trump's attorney? His attorney, Cohen. Then that was supposed to be, ooh, we're going to get him, and they don't get him. So he gets elected, and they want him out. They get him out in a coup. And now, because Donald Trump dare buck the system and says, I'm not letting it go. I'm not going away. And what do they do? They raid him. You can bet they're trying to fabricate him and they're trying to create something. And thank God Donald Trump has the financial wherewithal, but more importantly, he's got the male genitalia to say, bring it. It's funny. I told you guys, I got sued by the city of Philadelphia for doing a criminal justice reform where I ask a simple question. Why are you letting illegals go for the same crimes that citizens of Philadelphia are having to serve their full term? If you think this is unfair, we might have some information for you. That's what I sent out by phone. They sued me. They came to my house and served me. Now, let me tell you, have you ever been served? You know, when somebody goes, here's your lawsuit. The first time that ever happened to me, you're like, oh my gosh. It's like the first time you get called in for an audit. Oh my God, what'd I do? You could be, it's by the book, but you're still nervous because now you're in the system. They come to serve me. As I mentioned, the IRS came to my house. It was wrong information. We filed all our stuff. But they have to do their job. And personally, I think it was a shot over the bow. But I will tell you this, as God is my witness, I was not nervous in the least. I was just like, well, whatever. What do you need? Well, you might want to contact your attorney. I go, why would I need to contact my attorney? I would contact my attorney if I've done something wrong. My paperwork is good. What do you need for me? I said, maybe I should contact my, and then the other guy goes, accountant? I go, yeah. And he goes, you have a CPA? I go, yep, my accountant happens to be a CPA. They filed all my paperwork. And you could tell, and I wasn't confrontational. And it was a young guy learning. I was, look, what do we need to do here? How do you need to be satisfied so you don't need to come out to my house? And, well, you know, Kevin, we're going to need this by Wednesday. No problem. We will do this right away. But let me tell you, many people get deathly afraid to do that. And this is where I tell you, Donald Trump, with all the lawsuits, all the business acumen that he's gained, when they were raiding his house, he was there sitting there like a mafioso, like he was still making his pasta, his cannolis or whatever. The wife kept watching TV, you know, because they're like, whatever, we're being harassed. The only difference is he's not a mafioso. He's a private citizen who wants this government to do what's right by its own citizens. And you know what they've proven? They've proven that they don't care. Anybody who does not state the narrative is subject to attack.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This is the latest statement, latest tweet, as you were just saying, President-elect's latest unsolicited pronouncement on the intelligence community. This was his tweet just a little while ago tonight. You see the scare quotes there. The intelligence briefing on so-called Russian hacking was delayed until Friday, perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange. We're actually told, intelligence sources tell NBC News since this tweet has been posted, that actually this intelligence briefing for the president-elect was always planned for Friday. It hasn't been delayed. But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
That clip has always fascinated me. Rachel Maddow and Chuck Schumer talking about Donald Trump, who had said they changed the intelligence briefing. In other words, they were trying to keep him out of stuff. He says they changed stuff. They're moving things around. And as it turned out, you know, we found out it was completely bunk. Everything, all the kabuki theater about Russian collusion during when Trump first took over was nothing but a pack of Democrat lies, lies started by Hillary Clinton, financed by Hillary Clinton, and the ultimate thing, Trump gets, you know, he got exonerated. But as Chuck Schumer said, they weren't done with him because they'll get you six ways to Sunday. This is a sitting senator. And at the time, the minority leader who was saying to the public, if you say things bad about the clandestine agencies, if you let people know that they're playing their little games, they will get you. They will figure out how to frame you. They will get you. As he said, six ways to Sunday. This isn't a guy getting trust in the American system to say, look, the president, if he has a point, he's legitimate. We've got to take a look at it. He's happy that the potential exists that these guys will get him. But he wants you to trust the system. Well, you just saw the outcome, folks. As Victor Davis Hanson said, East German Stasi, ideological investigative group, the FBI, hired out for retrieval services. And then he went on, Victor Davis Hanson said, reputation for a warrant after Kevin Kleinsmith was convicted of doctoring a FISA warrant to rationalize the BS that they put this country through over Russian collusion for, what, better part of a year? $38 million later? Who's getting raided for that? Trump, folks, will be the Republican nominee in 2024. And rightfully so. And for those of you who are naysayers, who say, oh, well, Kevin, that Donald Trump, I don't like him. And whatever excuse you give, I want you to understand this is the type of pressure this man served under for 4 years. He did not crack. Another 19 months after the coup, he did not crack. What he's fighting for, it may look to you to be about Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with Trump. This fight is for the soul of this nation. It is for the fight of what I come on this radio show every day and talk about. This is a fight for us, for the Democratic Republic and the people who should be in charge of it. Because if you think you're in charge, I think you just got the message. This, the Democrats, and I've said this many times, and I don't even know how much of this you want to hear, but as I said, they needed to destroy him. And I don't mean in some metaphorical sense. When I say destroy him, they needed Trump to be completely ruined in our eyes. Because to ruin him would be to ruin us. It would be to give validation and vindication for them. For they believe that they are the people who should be running this country. And I'll be doggone if I let a bunch of peons like this conservative movement, this MAGA crowd, or as Biden likes to say, the super MAGAs. And they couldn't do it. They failed to demonize Trump. Now, not in everybody's eyes, because some suckers took the bait.
Kevin, I don't know about Trump. I think DeSantis should do...
If it were not Trump, it would be DeSantis. They'd be trying to destroy. Rinse and repeat. They don't care. People think you're going to put some shiny, pretty face on it. Put Sarah Palin's face on it. What are they going to do? Destroy it. Put Alan Key's face on it. Put, name it. They will destroy it. I mean, think about what they did to the black pizza man, Herman Cain. Smile on his face. Oh, Herman Cain's a womanizer. Whatever. You want to know who did it? You want to know who destroyed Herman Cain? I know this with 100% certainty because Herman and I sat together and you know what he told me? He said, I said, man, he's dang. He said, Kevin, it wasn't the Democrats who destroyed me. He said it was the Republicans. See, I'll prove that to you again with Beyond the Mules. You're going to be shocked to learn the Republicans who participated in the coup against Trump. In the coup against you. Trump just brought to light all of your grievances. He dared have the guts, dare I say the balls, to go and fight on your behalf. And for all the suckers out there who, Donald Trump is not good, you know, shame on you. You should be looking at this situation now and saying, you know what? Wow. This is what they're willing to do. This raid is their final attempt to get him. And consider all that they tried to get him. Trump talked about it. Let's play his clip again. He said they tried Russian collusion, all this other stuff. Play that clip again. It's worth playing.
The election was rigged and stolen, and now our country is being systematically destroyed. And everybody knows it. And this corrupt January 6th of unselect people, they're unselect. They never comment when I use it. It's the unselect committee. But this corrupt group of people, these are the same people that went after me for the impeachment hoax, number one, number two, the same people, Adam Shifty Schiff, the same people. They look into the mics, then they lose, and then they go on to the next one. It's a disgusting. If they'd use the same energy to go and make our country great, it would be an incredible thing. But I don't know if they can do that. But I ran twice, I won twice, and did much better the second time than I did the first, getting millions and millions of more votes than in 2016, and likewise getting more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country by far. And now we may have to do it again. We may have to do it again.
Those are the words that angered the Democrats. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Russian collusion hoax, impeachment hoax, a unquestionable coup against Donald Trump and the big cheat by the big guy whose son is a crackhead, who's got this nation entangled on continents all over the world, save Antarctica, flying around with daddy. I don't know if you guys know this, Pelosi's son is flying around with her. All over the world. So this is what these people do. And they get mad when you question them. Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul, he's in no question he's a DUI. No question of insider trading. None of it. They do whatever they want. And then they get mad when you challenge them. They get mad when somebody says, I'm going to expose you for the greater good, because it really is the greater good. Trump says, I have millions and millions of more votes. I beat him not once. I beat him twice. More votes than any sitting president. And now we may have to do it again. And that is what scares them. And it would scare me, too, if I were them. Because let me tell you, this would be a vindictive Trump. And this is why I tell everybody, I don't want anybody else. Could DeSantis do better? Maybe. I don't know, and I don't care. I want a vindictive guy who now goes in and looks at everything these clowns are doing and says, you want me to show you what the real inside looks like of this nasty beast? I'm going to show it to you. Lame duck. And he gets to go in and undo all this Biden crap and expose these clandestine agencies and what they've done and clean house, clean these. I don't know if we talked about General Milley, right? General Milley undermining the president, saying, I need to stay in as leader of the Joint Chiefs so I can make sure Donald Trump doesn't get us into new wars and a host of other BS. That's what this guy is writing a book. Somebody wrote a book about and said General Milley said. Everything that he said about Donald Trump, you want to know who it fits? Crazy, demented Joe Biden. And while Biden claims innocence with all of this, I want you to understand, what would they be saying about Trump if he were raiding Joe Biden or whoever his competitor was right before the midterms? What would they be saying about him?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.